Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The December World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report says the 22-23 corn outlook is for lower exports and greater ending stocks. On the report that came out Friday, exports dropped by 75 million bushels as export competition and U.S. high corn prices have slowed sales and shipments. Corn ending stocks grew by 75 million bushels. The season average corn price dropped 10 cents to $6.70 a bushel. Soybean supply and use projections are unchanged from November because of the recent EPA proposal on RVOs. Soybean oil used for biofuels dropped by 200 million pounds. Oil exports are also at historic lows through November. Season average soybean price is unchanged at $14 per bushel. The December wheat supply and use outlook is unchanged from last month. Global wheat consumption is lowered by 1.6 million tons, mainly on lower feed and residual use by the EU and Ukraine. The season average farm price is down by 10 cents at $9.10 a bushel. The USDA is preparing a special risk assessment report to help guide poultry producer responses to the ongoing avian influenza outbreak. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
For poultry producers, what are the risk factors tied in with this current ongoing avian influenza outbreak from a relatively unknown virus? Does the risk of an outbreak in your facility vary by what kind of birds you're raising, what part of the country you're in, what kind of buildings you've got, the biosecurity measures you're using? Dr. Rosemary Sifford with USDA's Veterinary Services says USDA's working on getting answers on that.
We're in the midst of doing an analysis of all the data we've collected on the affected facilities to make some statements about the level of risk and what are factors that create a higher level of risk.
And what actions some producers might be taking that don't reduce risk at all.
So we want them to be able to take actions that truly do reduce their risk.
There's one finding already. If you raise turkeys, you are at a higher risk of an outbreak.
This virus seems to be particularly fond of turkeys. Turkeys seem to be particularly susceptible to it.
The American Soybean Association and the Plains Cotton Growers Incorporated presented oral arguments before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals last Thursday. It's part of the case of the American Soybean Association versus the EPA. The two groups urged the court to clarify their jurisdiction rules and to require the Environmental Protection Agency to use the best available science when evaluating dicamba pesticide restrictions and potential impacts to species protected by the Endangered Species Act. The groups filed the lawsuit against the EPA in November of 2020 on the five-year registration for the use of dicamba and dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. This is Inside Agriculture.